This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Wildlife biologists are telling us that with more than 6 months to pursue squirrels, hunters should find plenty of opportunities to chase this popular species. In fact, the hunting season begins Wednesday. And though conditions are far from favorable for ideal squirrel hunting, sportsmen willing to deal with the heat and mosquitoes are receiving their first opportunity to check out the squirrel population with the August 1st season opener. The season continues through February 15th, temporarily closing during both segments of the firearm deer season. In a part of the state that is heavy on hunters but light on public lands, finding quality hunting opportunities for many popular game species can be a challenging task. When it comes to squirrels, however, the WSMI listening area offers a cornucopia of hunting opportunities. The area's farmland woodlots, with their mass-producing oaks and hickories, often teem with fox squirrels. Larger acreages of bottomland timber yield excellent hunting for grays. In many hunting areas, both species are available to hunters. Oddly, few Illinois sportsmen can take advantage of this overlooked resource. Though squirrels were once the only early season game in town, local sportsmen can now choose from a variety of fall activities. For many avid hunters, squirrels have taken a back seat to white-tailed deer and wild turkeys. Squirrels are certainly among our most underutilized game species, says retired IDNR regional wildlife biologist Deck Major. Good squirrel hunting can be found throughout most of Illinois, he says, particularly here in west central part of the state. Despite the lack of hunting pressure, Illinois squirrel hunters always manage to bag their share of game. IDNR harvest data show that Illinois sportsmen annually harvest over 1 million bushytails. Fox squirrels traditionally make up about 60% of the annual harvest, with grays filling the balance of the game bag. And there are occasional ups and downs in the population, but most hunters seldom notice the change, says Major. According to him, fluctuations in squirrel populations are directly related to the quality of the previous year's mass crop. When nut-producing trees are heavy with fruit, squirrel numbers typically soar the following year. Likewise, squirrel populations generally drop after a year of poor nut production. Since last year's mass crop was relatively good in most parts of the state, he suspects that we should find excellent squirrel hunting in most areas. Overall, he thinks squirrel hunters can expect to find populations nearly as good as last year. Most state-managed public hunting areas contain excellent populations of squirrels. More interestingly, most of these sites see relatively light hunting pressure. Major, an avid squirrel hunter, recommends that sportsmen seeking quality hunting consider the Jim Edgar Panther Creek area near Chandlerville. As one of the largest public hunting areas in Illinois, this 15,000-acre Cass County area offers squirrel hunters plenty of elbow room. Squirrel hunters at JEPC only need to request a free permit and harvest card prior to hunting on the area. Successful hunters record their daily harvest on the card and return it to site at the end of the hunting season. Permits, harvest cards, and maps of the area are available by phoning the site at 217-452-7741. Another somewhat newer area can be found at Coffeen Lake. Here, hunters have more than 2,000 acres to pursue squirrels. Hunters should refer to the New Hunting Digest and check with site-specific regulations. For more information, you can call them folks at 217-537-3351. And then the sportsmen willing to climb a few hills, the Ray Norbert Fish and Wildlife Area in Pike County offers excellent hunting for squirrels. Situated on a bluff near the Illinois River, the site contains an interior crop fields surrounded by large tracts of hardwood timber. The area holds good populations of fox and gray squirrels, and hunters can sign in and out at the office. For more information, phone 217-392-2345. That's 217-392-2345. So as you can see, we have plenty of hunting opportunities and plenty of places to go, and there's a lot more yet. All you need to do is check with your local DNR agent and find out some of these secret spots. We'll We'll just call them secret spots anyway. And if it's good fishing you seek, we have plenty of that at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. In fact, at Wren Lake right now, largemouth bass are rated fair. Minnows, spinnerbaits, and worms are working well. Reports of fish are coming in around the Jackie Branch of Sandusky Cove and South Markham Cove. The crappie are rated good. Mealworms, small, medium minnows, and quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs are working well. Fish attractors have been the secret. The fish are moving out to the main lake points, and these points that's got fish attractors on them are producing some of the better fish. And the bluegill are rated good right now. Small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, crickets, all yielding good action. From shore, you can try the sailboat harbor and the Mine 21 Road. If you're fishing from boats, try fishing shallow with crickets, worms, and small jigs. Set your bait about half the water depth. And the channel catfish, rated excellent as it has been all year. These fish have just been going nuts. Large minnows, leeches, cut shad, shrimp, dip bait, night crawlers, and all types of commercial catfish baits working well. Try leeches in moving water. Drift fish to flats. Set a line 3 to 4 foot deep over the rocks in shallow bays. Waltonville Dam and Turnip Patch area have been good spots as well. And the white bass are rated fair. Inline spinners, jigs, and curly tail grubs are producing good numbers of fish. Reports of fish are coming in around the 154 bridges. Fish along the rocks and drop-offs. That's been a good spot. Now at Lake Shelbyville, crappie are just not showing up in good numbers. They're rated fair to slow recently, but fair at times on minnows. Fished anywhere in 16 to 19 foot deep, and some are being caught by trolling. And the bass are rated fair to good, however, at this time on recently on plastics, jigs, and crankbaits off the flats and points. And the catfish have been fair on mud leeches, shad, and dip baits. The white bass are fair early and late in the day, and a few walleye are being caught while trolling. At Carlisle Lake, the lake level is about 445, just a little over, and the temperatures are in the low 80s. It's in great shape for fishing. However, the north and northeast wind we've experienced lately has made it tough for fishermen. That lake just gets rough with the north and northeast wind. A lot of small white bass are coming in. You have to move a lot to catch them as well. And the catfish are still going strong, however. Lots of catfish coming in. And crankbaits are, crappie and bass have been slow, but the crankbaits have been producing a few of these fish. So you can catch some crappie and bass if you have to. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.